Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is supported by SumoMe. Build your email list and your website traffic with ease with SumoMe. SumoMe is an easy-to-use software that goes right onto your website. And it's not just one app. It's a suite of apps to help grow your audience and increase your website traffic. We've been using SumoMe for 2 years and absolutely love it. Get it for free at 100mba.net/SumoMe. Yes, that's right. Free. Go to 100mba.net/SumoMe. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is part one of a three-part series we aired a little over 18 months ago. This three-part series was so effective, was so powerful for our listeners that we had to bring it back. Also, iTunes and all podcast apps only show the last 300 episodes. So we want to make sure that you get this three-part series. What is this series all about? Well, it's titled Overwhelmed, Where and How to Get Started with Your New Business. So many people get overwhelmed when it comes to starting a business because they don't know where to start. They don't know what are the steps and how to implement them. This three-part series answers all those questions. Overwhelm is one of the biggest reasons why people don't start businesses, but that doesn't have to be you. Enjoy part one of this three-part series. We'll be sharing part two and three next week, and I'll check you tomorrow with a fresh new episode. Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that helps you build the business you want with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. You can check us out at 100mba.net. And today's lesson is all about, if you're overwhelmed, you got all this information coming at you, and you don't know where to start your new business. You want to start, but you just don't know where to start or how to. And today is part one of a three-part lesson. This is an epic lesson on where to start if you're overwhelmed right now. If you're overwhelmed with information, you have all these ideas running through your head, but you don't know where and how to start your new business. So I want you to clear your head and get started with me today with these simple steps on where to start your new business right now. Let's jump into part one of this three-part lesson. So let's get down to business. So you may be overwhelmed at this point right now. You want to start a business, but you just don't know how or where to start. This is very common, and this is why I decided to create this three-part lesson. So remember, today is part one. There are three parts to this lesson, so we're going to be building upon what we learned today, tomorrow, and the day after. So let's start with step one. This is the most important step, and you can forget about everything else. When you go through these steps, don't get overwhelmed with all these other thoughts like, what do I do for marketing? What do I do? What do I name my thing? What do I do when I have customer problems? Don't worry about all that stuff right now. Right now, let's just focus on each step at a time, get them done, and then move on to the next step. All right, so step one is start with a problem. What problem will you be solving? Now, this doesn't have to be super specific at this time. It can get more and more specific as you grow and hear from your audience. The point here is that we want to just get started. We want to get the ball rolling. We want to get some momentum so we can start building our business. So it could be quite general. It could be a theme. But the point is you have to solve some sort of problem, whatever that problem is. It could be how to get rid of termites in your house. It could be not knowing what to wear at an interview or maybe a first date. Or it could be a problem like having a cluttered closet. Organizing your closet, something like that, a problem. The specifics don't really matter right now. So start with some sort of problem, a theme. If you like productivity, what's the problem? People that are unproductive, unproductive lives, time management, a problem that you need to solve. So you might be thinking, what if my problem is not a big enough problem for people to want a solution? That's a great way to think and a great question. And that's why we created our course called The 5 Steps of Ideal Validation in the Real World. And you can have access to this course for free if you just visit 100mba.net/free-course. This is a full video course with a workbook. You can ask questions, and it really helps you validate if you're solving a big enough problem. It also finds out if your idea has legs, if people actually want to buy what you're trying to sell. And you can do this for anything. It could be your whole business idea, or it could be a tagline on your homepage. It could be a website design. It could be any kind of idea you're trying to validate. So step one is decide on the problem that you're trying to solve. This is very general, but it's very important for you just to focus on that because that's the backbone of your business. Go through our free course, The 5 Steps of Idea Validation in the Real World. It's completely free. No excuses, guys. Just go ahead and do it. You could probably bang out that course in about maybe 45 minutes to an hour. So that's step one. Start with a problem to solve. All right, let's move on to step two. Step two is you're going to build a website. Yes, I know that sounds like, wow, I have a problem now. I got to build a website. Yes, that drastic because you want to get the ball rolling. You might be thinking to yourself, well, I don't really know all the specifics. It doesn't matter. You might be saying, I don't have a business name. If you don't have a business name, no problem. Use your name. Secure a domain name with your name, like, for example, omarzenhome.com. Go ahead and register that domain name on domains.com or HostGator or any of the other providers. You need to start committing. When you have one step done, you need to start committing to the next step so you can get that momentum. And you want to build a simple website based on the problem you're solving. When I say simple, you need three major components: a homepage, an about page, and a blog. Now, if you want to know the must-haves of any business website, we have, again, another freebie for you. You can download our one-page guide on the 8 must-haves of any business website. If you just go to 100mba.net/business website, you can download that for free. And it's going to go through every single thing you need to have in your website. But the main thing you need to work on first is your homepage, your about page, and a blog. By building a website, you start giving this thing legs. It's real now. You register the domain name and you start building out your website. You can use HostGator to get yourself running. If you use code MBA30, if you go to hostgator.com/MBA30, you can save 30%. They're one of our proud sponsors and they've given us an amazing discount. Or use any tool that you want, but the point is you got to get started. Again, don't worry about your business name. If you don't have a business name, you could just use your own name, and then you can always swap it out later. You can change the headline. You can change the domain name. You can redirect your domain name to point to the new domain name. But by building a website, you're putting a stake in the ground and saying, this thing is real. I'm now starting to build some momentum. It doesn't have to be perfect. You can start perfecting it as more people get to see your website, and you can get some feedback. All right, guys, I have step three for you. But before that, I want to give love to today's sponsor, Kabbage. As a business owner, you know you need access to capital to grow. But getting that capital can be a difficult task. That's where Kabbage comes in. Kabbage provides simple, flexible access to a line of credit up to $100,000. Access your line of credit from a phone or a computer. You'll get a decision in minutes and you can start using your funds immediately. There are no fees for setting up your line and you only pay for what you take. I like that. That encourages you to stay lean. Only use what you need. Kabbage has helped over 80,000 businesses with $2 billion in funding. Go to kabbage.com/business today and get a $50 gift card when you qualify. That's Kabbage with a K, .com/business. Step three, guys. And this step, people often forget to do. They often ignore. They say, I'm going to do it later. Yes, I will do that. I've been planning to do that. I hear that so many times when I hear from other people's businesses. And it's critical when you have your website up, step three is to provide a reason and a way to collect emails. This is what's called an opt-in. You're wasting precious opportunities when you have your website up and running and you have no way to get your visitors to drop their email so you can continue to build that relationship. And the best way to do that is to offer something of value in exchange for their name and email address. You could start out with something very simple, like a one-page guide, an infographic, a small ebook. That's what we started with. Our first opt-in was just an ebook. And it doesn't have to be long. It could be 20, 30 pages, no problem. It could even be 10 pages. If those 10 pages are of great value, they'll really appreciate it. But the point is that you're giving them something of value so they consume it and can see that you are worth their trust. And they can continue to, one, open emails from you, and two, maybe give you a shot and buy something from your business. But the whole point of having an opt-in and a way to collect emails is so you can communicate with visitors again. You don't want people to visit your website and then leave and you have no way to communicate with them again. So please, I beg of you to make sure you incorporate an opt-in on your website as soon as possible, because you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it the moment you put it up there. You're going to say, wow, I'm getting emails. I'm able to communicate with these people. I'm able to build relationships and trust. And I could have done that a whole lot sooner if I didn't delay it. Ask anybody who has an opt-in on their website. That's their first regret. I wish I did this sooner. And once you have it up there, it doesn't have to be perfect. Again, once you have it up there, you can refine it. You can improve it. You can change the gift that you're giving. We've changed our opt-in gift over and over, and now we have multiple ways for people to opt in, not just one way. A quick note on this. Give us your email address and we'll subscribe you to our newsletter is a very common opt-in. And unfortunately, that's not a compelling opt-in. This doesn't really give me immediate value. And you're basically just saying, I'm giving you permission to flood my inbox with no real immediate benefit for me. So craft a great little product that you would normally sell and give it away for free. All right, guys, step one is start with a problem. It doesn't have to be specific. It could just be a general problem you're trying to solve. If you want to refine that problem and you want to know if it's a valid problem to solve, make sure you take our free course on the $100 Beyond Idea Validation. The link to that will be in today's show notes. Step two, build a website. Most important pages, homepage, about page, blog. Again, we have a one-page guide to help you build an amazing business website. Again, that will be in today's show notes. You can just visit 100mba.net/mba290. And then step three, provide a reason and a way to collect emails on your website. All right, guys, that wraps up part one. Guys, I encourage you, if you're in that spot that I described earlier in the episode where you're overwhelmed, you don't know where to start, start with these three steps as soon as possible. If you can do it today, that'd be awesome. Define your problem, take the course, and maybe even just register your domain name so you can start building that website. All right, guys, we're going to cover a whole lot more in part two tomorrow. But before that, I want to leave you with this. The cure to overwhelm is focus. Plain and simple. If you can focus on one task at a time, you will not feel overwhelmed because you're not thinking about everything else. You're just thinking about this one task. Start where the problem is, that one task. Register domain name, one task. Build a website, that's one task. Build my homepage is one task. Don't think about all the other things you have to do. Just think about one task at a time. You have that end goal in mind. You have the touchdown in mind. You want to score that touchdown, which is building your business and being open for business. But just focus on getting the first down right now. Micro goals, step by step, and you'll get over your overwhelm and you'll have a business on your hands in no time. All right, guys, I hope that helps and hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.